24 minutes after 5 South African time. It's a beautiful Wednesday morning, which is today the 7th of Dhulqa'dah 1443. Let's welcome our beloved listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. Let's welcome our beloved listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 7th of Dhulqa'dah 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 21, Suratul Anbiya, verses 4 and 5. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states that He, Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is informing the people, Call or Qul, both ways you can read it according to the varying forms of recitation. So say Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or call, he said. The Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Rabbi, my sustainer, nourisher, provider, Almighty Allah Jalla wala knows, Ya'alamu al-qawla fi sama'i wal-ard. Whatever speech there is being said, whether in the heavens and celestial creation, or whether on the land and sand or terrestrial creation, so Almighty Allah's knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing. Nothing is obscure and hidden from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. He knows ma kan wa ma yakun, whatever it is, the past, present, future. Everything is known to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the entire universe. Wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. He is all hearing and all knowing. Hence, nothing escapes him. Me and you. Put together, there are so many things that are mystery. If you ask people today a simple thing, oh, you doctor, professor, scientist, that explain to us what is the ruh, what is the soul, what is the spirit. When a person passes away and dies, his soul, his spirit, his ruh separates and emanates from the body. Ask any doctor, ask any physician, any professor, scientist to give you a definite definition and a definite opinion, you will see everyone will fail. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Regarding knowledge, remember Almighty Allah has given you, O human being, very, very little. So therefore, we should know only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. His knowledge is 100% perfect. And regarding the ruh, the soul, the spirit, if you want to know more, refer to chapter 17 and verse number 85. Chapter 17 and verse 85. Now, when the Prophet, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would recite the verses of the noble Quran to the mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, they in Makkah Mukarramah and surroundings and on the periphery, what would be their response? Majority of them rejected the message and the messenger. Bal qalu. Nay, they would say, character assassination. Balqalu, nay, they would say, adghathu ahlamin, that this is just all confusion regarding dreams, and it is not clear. So ahlamin baliftarahu, nay, but he invented it, he fabricated it. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Therefore, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam's title is an-nabiyyil ummi, nabiyyil ummi, for the master. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam means no human being taught him. Wa 'allamaka ma lam takun ta'lam, Allah jalla wa la taught you directly, ya Rasulullah, ya Habibullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Inna rabbi addabani fa ahsana ta'dibi, hadith in Mustad Ahmad, Almighty Allah jalla wa la taught me the best of manners, the best of character, the best of etiquettes. So therefore, ummi means that not taught by human being, but taught by Almighty Allah jalla wa la. Then they would change their propaganda and statements and say, Bal huwa shair, nay, nay, he is a poet. See how many titles they gave, derogatory titles. The more they try to harm the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more Allah would elevate him. Wa rafa'ana laka dhikrak, your name nami, your isme grami, your honorable name, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we elevate. Elevated. Idha dhukirtu dhukirta ma'i, when my name is taken, thereafter your Mubarak blessed name is taken. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. In adhan, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, ashadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. Then they would say, the same mushrikeen, idol worshippers, polytheists, فَلْيَأْتِنَا بِآيَةٍ, so let him bring a sign and a symbol, كَمَا أُرُسِلَ الْأَوَّلُونَ, as was sent to the previous messengers and prophets. But the Quran Sharif was, is, will always be the greatest sign. اَگَرْ تُوْهِنَ چَاهِ تُبَحَانِ حَزَار, when you don't want to accept something, then remember there will always be that excuses, hundreds and thousands of excuses. Let us take you today to the world and international news and see what's happening. Number one, go to the Haaretz newspaper, the headlines, and you will find that I told you this. Chapter 59 of the Noble Quran, verse 14. تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى, you think the Jutlas and the Jews are united, but their hearts are fragmented and disunited. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ, they are a people who got no brains, no intelligence, no intellect. People might think so, but this is what Allah says. Chapter 59, verse 14. Well, the Bennett government is in Sakarat and it is on its way out. They say it will only survive a few months and then it will be thrown to the scraps of history. So remember, Israel has become a banana republic. Latest breaking news, this news just came 1 hour ago on the lines, if you understand, through world news. Ukraine has criticized the rogue regime of Israel. They will not say rogue regime, but they're very upset with them. And they told them, oh Israel, you need to give us your latest arms, ammunition, Iron Dome, and so forth and so on. And you can send it to Germany, and Germany will then give it to us. So Israel said, no, we will not give you. So they're very upset with the Jutlas. Both of them are Jutlas. This side, Zelensky, is a Jew. The only countries in the world where the president, prime ministers are both Jutlas. One is Israel, the rogue terrorist regime, and one is Ukraine, the prime minister, president, both Jutlas. If you don't understand, Jutlas meaning Jews. So, but you see, among themselves, they can never agree. So that is the humiliation. They're not the chosen people. They are, remember, the cursed people by Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Then the other side, Biden, he is facing so many challenges that the inflation there in America has reached record levels. They don't know what to do. Sleepy Joe is getting sleepless nights. So you must remember what happens is this. Now you look for a scapegoat. That they are bastards in that. You see what the problem is. Russia is the cause of the problem. Putin is the cause of the problem. They are not supplying the world with wheat and so forth. But you, America, you, Europe, you, NATO, you went to impose upon them the sanctions. So get rid of all the sanctions and then things will be lungile, eh? Things will be okay. But that you are too proud and arrogant to do that. So therefore, action has a reaction. So Putin says that to Biden and company, and Trump is laughing there all the time. So Putin says, you see, I hold the Trump cards. Not Trump holds the Trump cards, I hold the Trump cards. So you want to play? Come, I show you how to play. So that is Putin putting them in the right place. He's the Hitler of our time. Putin is a harami, he's a bigger shaitan, but these others are bigger shaitans and bigger satans, so therefore we support him. Oh, you Putin, you put them in their places. We with you, don't worry. We're making dua. You finish them all up. Whether it is Israel, the rogue apartheid regime, or whether it's America, or whether it's NATO, or whoever, or whether it's Ukraine. So remember, they had a long free reign. So at least somebody woke up now to sort them out. So that's very good. Third one, we're waiting for apartheid India to make an apology, official apology. They have not apologized as yet, and it doesn't seem like they're just waiting for everything to, you know, the temperature must cool down, because all the Muslim countries are involved now. 57 countries condemned India for their apartheid and their statements, remember, against the master Prophet Muhammad Habibunah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And India needs to be called out. It is an apartheid regime because how it's treating the Muslims, remember, second, third, fourth class citizens, and everything is apparent nowadays. And then we end off on one light note. You see that when you look at our politicians, many of them, they have a lot of back pains, you know. So they are bad, their back has a lot of pains. So you ask them why. He said, no, we sleep on special mattresses. Under that mattress, you will find many, many dollars and a lot of currency. So therefore, you must remember that that is how they're learning from the president. Nevertheless, we wait, Mr. President, with a bated breath for your comments. In public opinion, you are guilty as charged and you better step down.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Ustad, listen to this one. Why Arabs not taking strong action against India for Kashmir's issues for the last 75 years, Ustad?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the Arabs of this day and this age, we must qualify that Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith sharif, which is authentic, remember, in Sahih Muslim. Sayyida Zainab binti Jahsh radiallahu ta'ala anha states, if you take all the turuq, all the transmission of the hadith, and you put and place them together, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yukarriru, he was repeating, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, through truly, it is none worthy of worship but Him, Almighty Allah. Waylul lil Arab. Waylul lil Arab. Woe and destruction to the Arabs. You know why? Because remember, they have deviated from the path which Almighty Allah chalked out for them, and the path of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Show me which Arab state today implement Sharia. Which Muslim country implement Sharia? Not one. An absolute shame and disgrace. Grace. Today, their politics is expediency. What it means? that they are not interested in what the Quran Sharif states. Quran Sharif states, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, you must believe in the unseen. They say, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْجَيْبِ, how much money can we make? Saudi Arabia is making 1 billion, not million, 1 billion US dollars per day in their oil revenue. But you see the Hajj, just go ask any person. I asked the person yesterday how much you paid the agent. He said I had to pay them 110, 113,000 plus minus. That is the entry level. So people are paying 150, 200,000 plus for all the five-star Hajj and so forth. So a total rip-off, you must remember. If they had Islam and Muslims at heart, they would be subsidizing the Hajj. How many are person saving, and he thought I got 60,000-70,000, I will go for Hajj, and then they had to cancel because now it's gone way far beyond what they can afford and so forth. So an absolute disgrace, wailul lil Arab. So don't expect much from the Arabs. Remember that they queuing up in the bootlicking of Israel and Israel and America. That is the apology nowadays.
Ustad, can we make dua for a sick individual whom is a non-Muslim, Ustad?
Yes, 100%. All non-Muslims. This morning I prayed for all of you non-Muslims, whether you are a Jew, whether you're a Christian, whether you're an atheist, whatever. I said, Ya Allah, only you can give them hidayat and guidance. Bring them to the right path, Ya Allah. Some of them are very, very good people, but you know, people get caught up with the media, or they get caught up with their family politics, and now they feel they don't want to be ostracized, excommunicated, and so forth. They don't want to be the black sheep. So all these waswasa and whisperings come. So any non-Muslim is ill, we pray for you also. Almighty Allah grant you shifa, speedy recovery, complete cure. So we pray for your hidayat and your spiritual cure as well, so that you see the light. But when the non-Muslim dies, remember, then we can no more pray for them. Chapter 9, Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 84. وَلَا تُسْوَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا. Do not pray for any one of them, the non-Muslims. وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ. You can't go to their cemetery and their memorial service and all that, absolutely haram. مَنْ كَثَّرَ سَوَادَ قَوْمٍ فَوَمِنْهُمْ. Hadith in Musnad Abi Awana, who inflates the numbers of the enemies, is part of them. And man tashabba biqawmin fawa minhum, whoever imitates a people is part and parcel of them. Authentic hadith in Abu Dawood. So we need to know what the parameters and boundaries are.
I see Sister Irene, she says that does the AK know that the Turkish newspaper Yani Safak published a video showing a group of high school students in Antalya kicking the Holy Quran? Sister Irene, Ustad.
You must remember, Turkey is facing, my sister Irene, a huge crisis. We are now in which month, my sister Irene? We are now in the month of June, Gregorian calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And Islamically, it is Zulqa'dah. Nevertheless, my sister Irene, write this down. From last year, May, to this year, May, the inflation rate, you must remember, there in Turkey is what? 78%, 77%. Can you imagine something was 1 rand and now it's gone in 1 year to 75, 76, 77 rand? So you must remember Tayyip Erdogan, he is trying little bit to bring about Islam and so forth. But as far as the youngsters go, or the opposition go, so they will blame him, they will blame Islam, they will blame everything. Hence, the media will be there that show us what you can do. So they will take the Quran Sharif, they will take the teaching of Nabi alayhi salam, they'll have Muslim names, but they will burn it and they will destroy it, kick it and all that. Because you must remember, they are not Muslim Muslim in the first place. Although they have Muslim names, but these are the hypocrites and these are the enemies of Islam. So for their own woes and their own problems, they will blame Islam, Muslim, the Quran, and so forth and so on. I don't know if you know. You know, one day that earthquake and that disaster came to Turkey and Israel and Turkey at that time, before Erdogan and that was 20, 30 years ago or more. Mm-hmm. So they asked, you understand, which one of you, the Israelis, the Jews, and the Turks were very, very close at that time. So, which one of you will kick the Quran, Allah forbid, Allah forbid? And one of them said, I will do so. And then he did that. And then you find that there was an earthquake, there was an earth tremor, and so many things. And these soldiers and army and everyone sunk into the earth. And remember, so many things happened. Some of them were even transformed into swines and monkeys and so forth. The media will not tell you all this, my sister Irene. Any person does that, sooner or later, he has to pay the price in this world or in the year after. Chapter 108, verse 3. Inna shani'aka huwal abtar. Verily, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The people who hate you or your mission and your message, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, huwal abtar, Allah will crush them, decimate them, destroy them. Chapter 108, verse 3. So remember, we make dua to all, may Allah, these youngsters make sincere tawbah, and they must not be used by the West and by the enemies of Islam to play for the camera and so forth.
Mm. Ustad, brother Eric needs some advice from you. He says that, good morning, AK, I typed a bad message about my friend to his employer, but I sent the message to the wrong person. Before I could delete it, it went viral. Now my friend is a perpetual thief, and I was asked advice about him. What do I do now? My name is Eric Ustad.
So Eric, you sent the message to Derek. So remember that. So Derek was your friend. You can't say he is your friend now. He was your friend. So Eric sends a message to Derek. And now then it didn't go to Derek. It went to Joe or somebody. But Joe decided that he wants to get even with you. And he sent it out viral. So Eric has problems with Derek. And Derek has problems with Joe. And you have problems, Eric, with everybody. So how are you going to solve the situation? You must be man enough, my brother. At-tawba to mislul hawba. In Islam, when we commit a crime privately, then we repent privately. When we commit a crime publicly, then we must repent publicly. So you, Eric, you must send a message out from your computer, from your phone, email, WhatsApp, everything you got at your resources. So send out one message. Say, I, Eric, am responsible for this, and it was my mistake, and I bear full responsibility. And my friend Derek, to you, I apologize unreservedly and unconditionally, and then the matter will die down. In Islam, we believe that whosoever apologizes and humbles himself for the sake of Allah, for the sake of truth, people will say that you are stupid or foolish, but Allah will elevate your rank and status. Man tawadu'a lillahi rafa'ahu Allah. When you humble yourself for the love and pleasure of Allah, Allah will elevate you. Wa man takabbara, and when you are proud and arrogant, like Boris Johnson, or like Modi, or like presidents and prime ministers who put dollars under the mattress, and so forth and so on, then whether Allah will humiliate and disgrace you. So it will get worse for you. The hadith is authentic in Mishkat Sharif. So that is my advice to you. Mistakes, we all make mistakes, brother Eric. It's no shame. So you get cracking now after 6 o'clock. draft up a nice letter and send it out and take full responsibility. And that friend of yours, Derek, you make a public apology to the whole world. Put on internet and Instagram. You all know better than me all these things. And that is how you will then win back his friendship.
Subhanallah. Eric says, thank you so much for your words. Ustaz, Eric.
You're welcome, my brother Eric. Sort it out with Derek.
With Derek. Ustaz, I've got your brother Jonah, the Jewish person Jonah. He says that what's happening with the Guptas? And do you think Israel, they will ever eat each other's money in the government? Ustaz, Guptas.
They're already eating one way, if you're asking about Israel. Mm-hmm. So remember that your whole Knesset is collapsing. You must remember there. They can't form a government, remember. That the coalition government they form, it lasts few months. And then in the past 4 or 5 years, how many elections you had there, Jonathan? So, Jonah, you must remember that, because Allah's curse is on them, and they are the people who will vote against one another, because although it's against their own ideology, so that they can stay in power and just get more and more money. You know Benjamin Netanyahu? You forgot him, BB. BB was such a stingy Jew, so such a stingy miser Jew, he couldn't even wash his washing in the laundry when he used to go to the White House when Trump was there. He, his wife would take all their dirty clothing and get it washed there in the White House laundry. So that is how they are, my brother. That is if you're speaking about Israeli politics. If you're speaking about Guptas, Guptas didn't go and, you must remember, infiltrate South Africa now in the last 10 years, 20 years. Nay, for 494, they already were playing their cards. Go and study South African politics. From 94, the presidents were thanking. This is all on record. So they were thanking the Gupta family from 94. So you go study your presidents and see that, oh, Mr. Gupta, we thank you very much and so forth. Corruption is not a one-way traffic, my brother Jonah. It is a two-way traffic. Remember that. So when they brought the money and so forth, then you know what happens and so forth. Whether they will be extradited to South Africa or so, I don't think so. They will come here. We can't even get Busheri back in the country. You know Busheri? Busheri is the priest. He's in Malawi. From Malawi, we can't bring the guy here. How are you going to bring Guptas here? So if they bring him, very good. The whole lot must be arrested. But practically, you know, the wheels of justice, they go round very, very slowly. So they will use so many loopholes and so forth and so on. So I have my doubt, remember, if they'll ever be returned to South Africa, because money speaks a lot of languages, brother. For all, remember that. That is my take on it. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. Allah alone knows.
Ya Allahu Akbar. Ustaz, let's go to Alina. She wants to know from you, Ustaz, good morning. And she says, sir, was Adam and Eve sinful by disobeying God's commands to them? My name is Alina, Ustaz.
Sister, if you are a non-Muslim, then you keep the name Alina. And if you are, you must remember, a Muslim, or you're thinking of becoming a Muslim, then keep the name, but just make one slight change there. You see, I want to show you regarding your name. And go to chapter 59, Surah Hashr, verse number 5. And that is Surah Hashr, chapter 59, verse 5. You see, the Muslims, they in Medina Munawwara, where the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa, Habibuna, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was. So they were waging war against the Jews because of their treachery. So ma qata'tu millina, the word lina. So whatever you cut the trees, aw taraktu muha, or you left it qa'ima, standing, ala usuliha, on their trunk and so forth, fa bi idhnillah. It was with the command of Almighty Allah and permission of Allah, wa li yukhzi al fasiqeen, and to humiliate and disgrace these transgressors, meaning the Jews and so forth. So you, my Muslim mothers, daughters, sisters, all of you, if you want to keep a beautiful name for your beloved daughter, keep Alina. A-L-L-E-E-N-A. It means, my sister, the superior, superior quality of dates and so forth. That is one issue, the name, right? We just taught you something there. Second one, we as Muslims, my sister, we believe all prophets and messengers are ma'asum, are protected by divine protection, and they never ever commit a sin. Sin means deliberately, intentionally, that you violate the law of Almighty Allah. So my sister, I'll use the Islamic name because one day you become Muslim, inshallah. My sister, Alina. So we go to chapter 20 and verse 115. So Almighty Allah speaks about the story of Adam and Eve. And then Almighty Allah says, Fanasiya. وَلَمْ نَجِدَ لَهُ عَزْمًا. Yes, they were prohibited to approach the tree and eat from the tree, but he totally forgot about it, Nabi Adam alayhi salam. So when he ate from the tree, it was in the state of forgetfulness. When you do something in the state of forgetfulness, that does not constitute a sin, my sister Alina. So therefore, we reject what the Christians or anybody else say. And I told you yesterday about the Christians, the one Christian embrace Islam. So they asked him, why you embrace Islam? He said, Christianity gave us Trinity, three gods and one wife. Islam say you must believe in one Allah, one supreme being, one capital God, capital G, and we can take up to four wives. So make up your mind, you see. So we believe he totally forgot, and there was no sin involved at all. And that is for every prophet and messenger, and for us ordinary mortals. Yes, there can be mistakes by prophets and messengers. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, performing salat and made a mistake. So mistake is not a sin. Mistake is to show that we are creation. We are not 100%. We will never forget. And so that is for Almighty Allah. So we are creation. We will forget. We will make mistakes and so forth. Therefore, Almighty Allah teaches us, my sister Alina. So in chapter 2, verse 286, رَبَّنَا لَا تُعَخِذْنَا إِن نَسِيْنَا أَوْ أَخْطَعْنَا. This is for us ordinary mortals. We beg, we petition, we beseech Almighty Allah, oh our beloved Allah, do not take us for task and punish us for that which we did forgetfully or inadvertently and unintentionally. You show me which religion can bring about such lessons, my sister Alina. Last question.
Subhanallah. Listen to this one, Ustad. It's Tyson, T-I-S-O-N. He says, you mentioned something about mistakes. We are human and all make mistakes. I was teasing my Chinese friend and didn't realize that I have insulted their gods. Now he wants my head and vows to kill me and my family. How do I tell my parents that we have to move out immediately? Tyson, Ustad.
Tyson, you see, you can't be mocking people. You were mocking the Chinese guy. Be honest about it, Tyson. You thought you Mike Tyson, that boxer, and you wanted to tell him ching chong ding along and all these things here. So you were mocking the guy, right? So when you did that, so you have to go to chapter 49, verse 11. So in that, now he took great offense, which rightly so, you had no business to. So put one big apology. You like Eric and Derek, you also put on right on the Instagram and internet and everything. Say me, my name is Tyson, I made a big mistake, and remember my Chinese friend and Chinese community, I apologize to you. Then everything will be sorted out. Just do that and be sincere in your apology. Allah will open many doors, my brother. So remember, that is our message. Quickly today, remember between 8:30 and 9, Mufti Masihul Lakaji with Mona Zahid Khan. Then 11 to 12 will be Bliss of Marriage. 1 to 2 will be the Tafsir, inshallah. Today is Wednesday afternoon, so is the Dua, inshallah. 6 o'clock, we have the news with Brother Uwais. And then 5 past 6 will be the Adhan for Fajr. And thereafter, Mona Khalid Yaqub. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.